Recently, the Associated Press announced some changes to its influential style book. Next year's print edition will urge news writers to avoid the word phobia, as in, quote, "Do not use in political or social contexts homophobia, Islamophobia." Dr. George Weinberg, a Manhattan psychotherapist and early gay rights advocate, coined the term homophobia in the 1960s. When his book, Society and the Healthy Homosexual, was published in 1972, being gay was still classified as a mental disorder by the American Psychiatric Association. The real mental illness, he maintained, was not being gay, but being phobic about it.
Phobic in the sense that it was unreasoned, it was unhinged, and it was unbalanced. It separated families, it sundered people, it made parents weep for children who had nothing wrong with them. Even now that we managed to get the mental health profession, the DSM manual, to accept homosexuals as not mentally ill, only recently we've started to pass laws against the therapeutic community trying to make a homosexual not homosexual.
So homosexuality is no longer listed in the Manual of Mental Disorders to treat, but is homophobia?
People should be treated for it, but nobody goes to a therapist and says, please treat me for my irrational hatred of homosexuals. The way I think of it is, if I'm a landlord and I have a five-story building and upstairs there are two gay men or two gay women going to work every day, paying the rent, and I can't sleep at night and I'm trembling, or I maybe get a heart attack or hypertension over their existence, who's got the problem? They do it, or do I have it? One of the reasons the AP gave to condemn the word is that it's political. But what's political is personal. It was personal when a black hated somebody who took advantage of him or her in a job. It becomes political when a lot of blacks get together and form the NAACP or some more militant group.
When the AP objects to using your term, I don't think they're necessarily referring to those people who are displaying phobic symptoms.
I'm talking about an extreme. If I say to somebody, look, this child is going to be adopted by two gay women, and they say, isn't that bad for the child? Won't the child be homosexual? Maybe they're uneducated. They're not trembling or shaking. But if they can't listen to reason, now you're starting to get into something that's where I use the word unhinged. If I say to you, look, I'm going to teach you some things about algebra you don't know, that's ignorance. The minute you start saying, I don't want to see anything mathematical, don't show me numbers, I can't stand to look at the page, that's numerophobia.
Oh, my God. Doctor, do you have any time this afternoon?
If you're anti-gay, you can be talked to. If you're homophobic, you can't.
You don't object to AP using terms like anti-gay. Your feeling is that there are appropriate times to use the word homophobia and that AP should not be banning it from its style book.
Beautifully put. Thank you. Not all rage, not all hatred is phobic, but we have no word coming even close. And part of my objection to banning this word is, what other word have you got?
For this discussion, we have been focusing on the second part of the word, phobia. But let's take up homo. LGBT gender issues don't necessarily involve sex with people of the same sex. Does your term have a limited shelf life because it refers to only a thin slice of this movement with a prefix that many don't like?
I remember when I was in court, I would testify for people who got arrested, and I still have this ringing in my ear how the judge or the lawyer would say, he's a homo. It's certainly true that it's got a very pejorative ring to it as a prefix, but in homophobia, I want that pejorative ring, so I like it. But I'm sure the word won't be here in 50 years. There'll be some other word for it. I don't mind that it's leaving if some other good word comes in. I just don't want it to leave because of some nicety about language, which is really a fear. And in some cases, I won't say all, it's a homophobic fear that it's going to eliminate the word. I think the main reason the AP wants to drop it is because there are places where the AP won't be picked up if the word is used because they're homophobic places.
Well, why don't we throw it out to our listeners and we'll see whether or not someone else has a word that they think might last for the ages.
Right. I doubt that anyone will last for the ages, but we need a good one now.
Thanks, Dr. Weinberg.
Thank you very much.
Dr. George Weinberg is a Manhattan psychotherapist who coined the term homophobia. AP declined to speak to us on this issue.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.